Hi, we're back. You're listening to Car Talk with us, Click and Clack, the Tappert Brothers. And we're here to talk about cars, car repair, and the answer to last week's puzzler.
Yeah.
You may recall, maybe you don't recall, that this was from my Hat in the River series of puzzlers.
Throw your hat in the ring or in the river. Yeah.
Well, here it is. It's the first day of spring or summer or whatever, and you decide to rent a little boat at the dock and go for a little boat ride. You're rowing upstream. Okay, you with me?
Upstream.
Okay, that means there's a little current.
There's a current.
And you get a mile from the dock, and your hat flies off and lands in the water.
Uh-huh.
It's just a car talk, cat, so you say, forget it, and you keep rowing. Then 10 minutes later, you realize that your two tickets to that night's Sleepy LaBeef concert are tucked inside the sweatband.
Oh!
Yeah. So you turn around, and you start rowing downstream. You're now chasing the hat. And, of course, you're rowing with the same number of strokes and the same intensity that you were rowing with upstream. And you catch up with the hat right at the dock.
Yeah.
Okay? The question is, how fast is the current? So let me go over the salient points here.
Whoa, yeah.
You go upstream for a mile.
A mile.
Against the current.
The current is working against you.
The hat falls off into the water.
Yeah.
Okay. You say, forget it. You keep rowing for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
At which point, you remember the tickets.
You turn around.
Zero
during
time. During which time, the hat is...
All this time, the hat's been going the other way.
Going the other way, baby.
Because the current is pushing it.
And you catch up with the hat right at the dock where you, in fact, rented the boat.
Yeah.
So the hat has actually traveled a mile.
Traveled 1 mile.
Okay, that's the only thing you really know.
Yeah, because you dropped it when you were a mile away from the dock, and you caught it at the dock. So the hat has traveled. I got that. The hat has traveled. That's a key point.
That's a key. Well, and good thing we gave you that information. So the hat traveled a mile. So we want to find out how fast the river's going. If we only knew how long the hat was traveling that mile, we could use the famous formula, distance equals rate times time.
And we do know.
And we do know.
We do know.
Because imagine that there is no current, and your hat falls off into the water. If you rowed away from the hat for 10 minutes, how long would it take you to get back to the hat? It would take you 10 minutes.
Exactly.
Right? Well, it turns out the current doesn't make any difference, because the same current that's pushing the hat downstream, once you've turned around, is pushing you downstream at the same rate. So, in fact, if you row away from the hat for 10 minutes... and then turn around when you've decided to go back and retrieve it, it takes you 10 minutes to get back to the hat.
What was the question?
What row were those Sleepy LaBeef tickets in?
The question was, how fast is the river flowing? Right.
Right. So what we found out now, it takes you row away from the hat for 10 minutes. It takes you 10 minutes to get back to the hat. So, in fact, you've been rowing for 20 minutes, and so has the hat.
Right.
Been drifting for 20 minutes downstream, during which time it's gone a mile. So in a third of an hour, it went a mile. The current must be going at 3 miles per hour.
And that's all you really had to know, because you know that the hat has gone 1 mile in 20 minutes. You know that. That's it.
There you go.
And that's how fast the
and you don't
the
need
answer
it, and
is
you don't need
the
any
river
algebra.
Is flowing at 1 mile in 20 minutes. No one says it's going to be in miles per hour. You didn't tell us that.
Okay. Do we have a winner?
I don't know.
Well,
yes, we have a winner. It's John Salinger from Berwick, Maine. And for having his answer selected at random from among all the correct answers that we got, John is going to get a $26 gift certificate to the Shameless Commerce Division at cartalk.com, with which he can pick up our CD of calls that are all about fathers. It's called Why You Should Never Listen to Your Father When It Comes to Cars. And it's yours, John, if you want it, for being our puzzler winner.
Anyway, we have a brand new puzzler coming up in the third half of the show, so don't go bathe the dog just yet. In the meantime, we'll take your calls. Our number is 888-CAR-TALK. That's 888-227-8255. A lawyer on Car Talk.